It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. Well, this weekend we are focusing on the 2026 Motherlode Fair, which is coming up July 2nd through the 5th at the fairgrounds in Sonora. Joining us on the show today, we have the fair CEO, Kim Hempold, and the rodeo manager, Ed Orpert. So it's great to have both of you on Motherlode Views with us.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here.
Kim, I'll start with you. You know, tell us about the theme this year and if there's anything new and exciting.
So our theme this year is Heritage, Honor, and Hometown Fun. We are, of course, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the signing of Declaration of Independence and also the 175th anniversary of California's statehood. So what we are doing this year, we have a great special exhibit. It's going to be in the Creekside Building. It is the Veterans Exhibit. This is honoring hometown heroes in celebration of America's 250th anniversary. It is presented by Mazingo Construction. We've been working with the Veterans Museum downtown. They're bringing in a lot of their displays, and they're actually going to be on hand for all 4 days talking to our fair guests.
Very good. And is there some state recognition as well?
We have some state recognition. It's also tied to Tuolumne County's 175th anniversary.
Okay.
So we did the 175 Faces of the Motherlode. These are people that are the heart and soul of Tuolumne County. We have everything from Frank Smart, Frank Salel, up to the 2024 and 2025 championship Wildcats and 2024 championship Bears football teams.
So people past and present.
Yes.
So was that difficult to narrow it down to 175?
It was.
How did that process work?
There was a lot of going back and forth, but, you know, in the end, number 175 is always going to be the people of Tuolumne County. They're the heart. They're what drives the county.
Very cool. And what type of grandstand entertainment is planned over the 4 days?
We've got some new stuff this year. We've got the Destruction Derby coming back on Sunday. Truck pulls have moved to just one day. They will be Saturday night. But the newest and best thing we're doing is a CCPRA rodeo during the fair on Friday.
And that'll segue into the next question. So the rodeo, and we got Ed Orpert here. You're kind of leading up this rodeo effort. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's been requested for many years that we do something rodeo-wise and or ranch organized, you know, to do to our county. And this year, we came up with the brainstorm. We're going to try the CCPRA rodeo. It'll be a one night event. Well, there will be slack 8 a.m. and Friday morning. The performance will be at 5 o'clock Saturday or Friday evening. The mutton busting will start around 4:15 for the kids. We're going to have mutton busting prior to the performance that afternoon.
Okay.
And it'll have all of the classic rodeo events.
For those who haven't had a chance to come out, what are some of those classic events?
Yeah, the bareback bronc, saddle bronc, bull riding, team roping, tie down calf roping, barrel racing, breakaway roping, which is a lady sport, and that's pretty much the main events. But we are going to have bull bubble soccer.
Bull bubble soccer.
Bull bubble soccer.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's sponsored by Doherty Tire, and the Cowboys, or the entrance, we'll put it this way, whoever enters it, they get into a giant ball.
Okay.
And we'll put a barrel out there, and they'll have to go run around the barrel, and we turn a bull loose in the ring.
Sounds fun to watch.
It's pretty entertaining.
Right around the time of the World Cup, too, so it all kind of fits.
Hey, it's going to be the World Cup, so... And there's buckles for that, or a buckle for that at the end.
So people coming in for the rodeo, do you expect people from, or primarily from this region, or coming from different parts?
Oh, no, there'll be people from all over the state, even Nevada, too, probably. There's several CCPRA rodeos going on that weekend. We're going to be just one of the first for the weekend, so they'll hit them all. It's, you know, this is where the PRCA, these are the, if you'd want to call them the seedlings, you know, this is where they start out and then move on to the big shows. But, You know, and I have a lot of rodeo partners and sponsors that I'd like to get into, but the Sheriff's Posse puts on the PRCA rodeo. This is a CCPRA rodeo, but the posse is helping me because it's not an easy feat to pull off. So,
as you say, I imagine it's a big undertaking to try to get this up and going, especially the first year.
It is for the first year. We've talked about it. We'd like for it to be every year, but we just got to kind of get through this first year, see what it looks like.
Where do you get the stock for this type of event?
Colby Camacho is my stock contractor out of Redding.
Okay.
Or Red Bluff. He's in Red Bluff, but he's the one that's supplying the stock.
Kim Humboldt, anything you'd like to add just about this new addition and kind of an exciting new part of the Motherlode Fair?
You know, I'm really excited because with our theme of heritage, this is tying into it. This is part of Tuolumne County's heritage, and California's heritage is ranching and, you know, rodeos.
You said the rodeo is Friday evening?
Yes.
And what was going to be Saturday night then?
Saturday is the truck pulls.
Saturday is the truck pulls, mm-hmm. Okay. So how do you go about deciding on what's going to be the main grandstand events?
We ask for proposals right about the beginning of the year. L&L Productions has been doing our truck pulls for years, so he submitted several different proposals. But then Jimbo Fryer came in and was talking about a derby, and he was convinced he could put it on. I talked to him yesterday. You know, he's telling me he's got 10 cars coming, and he's actually running two different types of derbies. So you're going to see a traditional derby, and then you're going to see MWFA, which is more of the modern cars. And yeah, it's really going to be fun to watch, but we're looking for a three-hour derby out of this.
Fun to watch and a lot of bragging rights for those participants and top finishers. And Ed, you mentioned it took a lot of sponsors to put on this event?
Yeah, it does. It takes a lot of sponsors. You know, my partners are Chicken Ranch Casino, the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Posse, of course, Black Oak Casino and Resort. They're a sponsor, too. Cal Waste, Moyle Excavation, Doherty Tire, the Oakdale Saddle Club. They're coming to help me, too. And Canepa and Sons. Dan Dooley from Oakdale is a sponsor, and OE Sand and Gravel from Oakdale is a sponsor.
So if you're coming to the fair and you really want to take in the rodeo on Friday, do you need a special ticket for that, or is it all included with the entrance?
Arena events are all included.
Yeah, okay. All the arena events are included.
And Kim, that's a relatively new thing in recent years, isn't it?
Yes.
So that was just a change to all-inclusive ticket?
It's a lot easier. You know, some people, maybe they're not sure what a truck pull is, if they're going to like it. The gates are wide open. You can walk in, check out what's going on. If you don't like it, walk out, go find something else. But if you like it, take a seat and cheer them on.
We're getting into a lot of the grandstand events during this first segment and previewing the upcoming Motherlode Fair and some of the main attractions. We'll get more into it in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our second segment in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are previewing the 2026 Motherlode Fair on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined in studio by Fair CEO Kim Humboldt and Rodeo Manager Ed Orpert. As was mentioned during the first segment, the rodeo is a new aspect of the Motherlode Fair. The event is coming up this year, July 2nd through the 5th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. And Kim Humboldt, what can you talk about just the junior livestock auction and all the work of the local youth in the community?
Well, you know, the 4-H and FFA kids, they work all year. They're working with their projects. These beef projects actually start a year out. But during the fair, their week actually starts on Monday. We start loading those animals in Monday and Tuesday. Their first show is going to be on Wednesday with the poultry show. Pretty much takes all day. And then we give them kind of a fun night. Wednesday night at 5 o'clock, they get to do livestock games. We started it last year, kind of tied it in with the Olympics. They had to do goofy stuff like get a pair of boxer shorts up from your ankles all the way to your waist without using your hands, do barrel racing on a stick horse. This year we've got some new fun events for them. We're looking at also something for the older kids, maybe letting them do some hay bucking. But then, Thursday when the gates open, that's when they really have to get down. The schedule tightens up. Thursday is the swine show, goat show, costume contest at 5 o'clock. Come check out a pig in a tuxedo. Rabbits and sheep and beef will show on Friday. And then Friday night, the best of the best for the small livestock exhibitors go into the ring at 7 o'clock for their round robin. The auction, Saturday, it's always the highlight. Reception starts at 3 p.m. Once again, our food is going to be provided by The Perfect Bite Catering, and that is compliments of Moyle Excavation and American Ag Credit. Auction will start at 4. We're looking at probably 300-plus lots in the auction again this year. So all species are going to sell Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon, they're going to have their little awards ceremony, get their buckles and hats and all kinds of good stuff that our livestock partners like to donate and provide for them. And then we're going to turn them loose in the midway.
Very cool. How much money does livestock auction usually bring in?
We have brought in lately, it's been 800,000-900,000. And the majority of that does go back to the kids. The fair has a small commission that they keep. And that commission can only be used to improve the livestock area and to offset the auction expenses.
And then a lot of longtime families and business owners bid on the livestock. You know, if people are new to that and they want to take part this year, what do they need to know?
The newest thing that we're doing is buyer registration will be happening all week in the livestock office. You used to have to wait until Saturday afternoon. Now they can come in at any time during the fair, talk to our livestock staff. They can get you a bidder's card, get you all signed up. Saturday, you will have to pick up your bidder's card. They're not going to let you take it because if you drop that and somebody else picks it up, they just bought you an animal. So we want to make sure we're making this as easy as possible.
What would you say are kind of the real-world skills that the kids learn during this whole process?
You know, they learn responsibility, record-keeping. We ask them all to take the time to do a record book, and then we do review that when they come to fair, make sure that they've taken it seriously, see what they've put into their project. They have to have a lot of financial skills. We ask them things like, you know, calculate your average daily gain for your animal and, you know, feed conversion. Where's your break-even point? How much money do you have into it, and what do you need to get at auction in order to make a little bit of money?
That's great. You know, I know there's various types of exhibits and competitions as well at the fair each year. What are some of the main of those that you could highlight?
So our still exhibits, actually this year, because of what's going on in the Creekside, they are all going to be inside the Sierra building. But we have adult and junior photography and fine arts. We have preserves and baked goods, a lot of potted plants and floral design. But to me, the best thing that I can go in there and look at is the children's art. Mm-hmm. To see what they can come up with, what they can build. We have some incredible Lego creations that are sitting at the fairgrounds. And everybody really needs to take the time and walk through the Sierra building.
So it's a great time to see all those things that were entered this year. For people like young kids and adults, too, want to take part in those in the future, what's the best way to get involved in those and when to start?
You know, they need to start working on stuff probably all year. Some of these projects that I'm looking at are fairly complex. But watch the fair website. We always release our books online. We did release them in March this year, which was a little bit earlier. We've done it in May before, but we wanted to give people more time to prepare. The books don't change that much. So if you look at last year's book and you see something that you want to participate in, the likelihood is pretty high that it's going to be in there. And if it isn't, you give the fair office a call and we tell you there's this cool category called Any Other at the bottom of every division. And if there's not a class for it, you stick it in there and you're still bringing it to the fair.
Sounds good. Well, we highlighted the grandstand entertainment earlier, including the new rodeo. What other type of live entertainment and activities will be taking place at the fair?
So we have some really fun grounds acts this year. Slim and Curly, they couple of cowboys with their ponies that are going to be cruising the grounds. Rebecca Fireplug is a stilt walker. Washboard Willie was here last year with his little jamboree wagon. He's coming back again. DJ Rick will be on the grounds once again this year. He'll be there all 4 days. The best exhibit I think that we're bringing in this year is the Birdman. He is from Las Vegas, He's coming in with vultures and hawks and even a bald eagle. He's going to be right inside the main gates on the lawn in front of the tribal building. Four shows a day, about half hour each.
Four shows with birds.
Mm-hmm.
Any other little preview you can give about how that's going to work?
I've watched a couple of his videos. You know, you can look him up. He's got a YouTube thing. He also does eagle rescues in Nevada, so he does a lot of conservation work. But this is something, you know, if it's your birthday, ask the singing parrot to sing happy birthday to you.
Very nice. Yeah, sounds like he's got a lot of interesting stories. That'll be fun to see. How about if people want to go and do some shopping at the fair? What kind of vendors can they expect this year?
We have a variety of vendors. We've got people that are selling silver and, you know, of course, the anime products, stuff like that. But that building, I mean, the newest thing this year really is our gates are going to open at 9 a.m.
Okay.
So the building where most of those vendors are going to be will not open until 1 p.m., but we've got outside vendors, and I've seen the sterling silver jewelry that's coming in, and it is beautiful. But you can also sign up for your solar products there at the fair, too.
Are there going to be quite a few, like, nonprofit organizations, too, set up?
Yes, there will be.
How does that work? Are they kind of just set up booths and provide information?
Yeah, I think they're mainly going to be in the tribal building, but they have information booths and they will be there talking to people. We always have CHP in there. Our sponsors are going to be in there. Black Oak Casino, Cal Waste will also be there.
And then we're talking about the Motherlode Fair in 2026 coming up July 2nd through the 5th. One thing we haven't gotten into yet is, of course, the carnival. That's a huge attraction for many. What can people expect with the carnival this year?
We have Paul Maurer shows. Once again, we're looking at a minimum of 17 rides coming in. He does have some of his newer rides are coming in, but, you know, look for the Ferris wheel. The Freakout's going to be there. Bumper cars. The shot that's kind of like an old Disney Malibuumer attraction where they take you up in the air and drop you.
So if you're going to get tickets for the carnival, do you do that at the event or should you do that ahead of time?
You can do it ahead of time right up until about the day before, and then once Paul Maurer comes in and pulls all of our pre-sale tickets, you're buying them from him straight at the booth.
Very good. Ed, you're going to be busy with the rodeo. Are you going to have time to walk around to these other spots as well and check out the whole fair?
Oh, no, I'll get around and check it out.
It's always something to see, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been part of the fair for I don't know how many years now. You know, the auction, I'll be at the auction, be ring man.
Very good.
And keep an eye on the kids.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about the upcoming Motherlode Fair. It is July 2nd through the 5th. That's just around the corner at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. On the show today, we have the fair CEO, Kim Hembold, as well as the rodeo manager, Ed Orpert. The rodeo is a new event at the Motherlode Fair this year. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. We'll have our final segment coming up in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are previewing the upcoming Motherlode Fair. It is July 2nd through the 5th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. We have the fair CEO, Kim Hembold, and the rodeo manager, Ed Orpert. And Kim Hembold, we talked a lot about the new things at the fair, some of the returning things as well. One thing we haven't gotten into is, of course, food, fair food. That's a big draw, isn't it?
It is. You know, we always make sure corn dogs are the first ones that we're getting. Funnel cakes, number two. But this year we've got some new food guys that are coming in. The Grizzly Bite has gourmet burgers. He's been doing a lot of other events that we've had at the fair. El Comalone will be there, Dan's Barbecue, and all three of those were at the Monster Truck event that we had in March. But we have Mana Street Food. They've got Philly cheesesteak, fried pickles, fish and chips. Primo's Barbecue is going to be in livestock. We were finally able to get somebody willing to go down there, take care of feeding those kids all week. And he's doing breakfast, you know, breakfast burritos, but then he's got mac and cheese bowls and barbecue combo platters. Our number one local here, it's Brianna and Sierra's Fresh Squeezed Lemonade. You can get everything from a cup of lemonade to a bucket.
always hits the spot. The temperatures are always a little bit up around fair time, aren't
yeah.
they? And that lemonade.
And on Saturday, the 4th of July, our food vendors have all committed to doing some special deals. They're either going to do discounts or combo meals for everybody. Right now, it's all about the value, what we can provide to our fairgoers.
Yeah, celebrating the 250th anniversary of the country, it falls perfectly with the Independence Day holiday, too.
It does.
Was that all kind of planned and part of the process?
It was. When we started looking and we saw where we were going to fall, we confirmed with the carnival company, then it was all about how do we tie this together? How do we make it all about America 250 and the CA 175 celebration?
So if people are going to be coming to the fair, they're going to want to know the price to get through the gates. What can you tell us about gate prices this year?
We did drop them a little bit. Adults this year will be $15. Juniors ages 6 to 12 are $12. Seniors 62 and better are $10. Ages 5 and under are always free. But all tickets are going to be $10 if you come in before 1 o'clock.
So if you come in from 9 to 1, it's a little bit of a discount.
Mm-hmm.
And what was kind of the reasoning for opening up earlier this year?
We've had the request now for several years. Some of our fairgoers don't want to come when it's so hot, or they don't want to come when the midway's open and the kids are running around. They just want to come, go through a couple of buildings, look and see if they want anything on their jam, and then go home. So, we decided we'd try it. Let's open at 9 o'clock. The carnival will not open until 1 just because of heat and their staffing. But people will have a chance, come in. Do what they want to do during the daytime, and then they can go back home.
What can you tell us about transportation and just the tips to getting to and from the fairgrounds?
The best thing they can do is to ride a shuttle. So we have two transportation partners this year. Tuolumne County Transit will be operating Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. They don't operate on the holidays, so we have a new partner in Motherlode Adventures Charters. They're going to be running two buses back and forth from the junction. They're using the exact same schedule that the transit is using. The schedule is available on our website. People can check that out, call if they're not sure. But they're going to drop you off right there at the front gate, and then they'll take you back to your car at the junction.
Sounds like a great way to get to and from. Will there be limited parking there at the fairgrounds?
There is always limited parking at the fairgrounds. So we don't know how to grow more land, so we have handicapped parking takes up our front parking lot, and then, it's wherever you can find a spot.
Might have to be there at 9 a.m. to get your best shot at finding
yes.
a parking spot. let's see. We always kind of highlight the fair. It is, of course, the big event that happens every summer at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. Anything else been taking place at the fairgrounds this past year just to kind of update the community on?
We have a lot of interim events. We always have the Home and Garden Show. Monster Trucks has come in March the last 2 years. The fair and the Friends of the Motherlode Fairgrounds does a brew fest in October. But one of our best accomplishments right now is we partnered with the Sierra Quilt Guild. They have their quilt show there every September, and they asked for better lighting, and they were willing to help us to achieve that goal. So the tribal building now has all brand new lights. And they're adjustable. We can turn them up. We can turn them down. We can change colors on them. It has really made an improvement in that building.
So easier to see inside.
Yes.
We'll have to check that out during Fair Week. What would you say just as kind of the role of the fairgrounds, too? We always see the fairgrounds coming into action when it's like emergency situations and that type of thing.
We are part of California's emergency network. So we can be activated for animal evacuations, which we were during the complex fire in September. We can also serve as a fire camp, warming centers and cooling centers. We are the community hub. We have building rentals. We have everything from a celebration of life to a baby shower there.
We've got just a few more minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views, previewing the upcoming Motherlode Fair, again, July 2nd through the 5th. Kim, anything else or any other items you'd like to highlight or mention?
We love our partners. Our presenting partner this year is Black Oak Casino Resort. They've stepped up every year, and every time we send them something, they're always quick to get right back to us and want to participate and help us out. Arena presenting partner, Chicken Ranch Casino Resort, Donaghy Sales presenting all of our alcohol. The Veterans Exhibit building is Mazingo Construction. But then we have Waste Management and Cal Waste and MACT Health Board, Moyle Excavation, Oak Valley Community Bank, Big O Tires, Wilco, Sierra Pacific Industries. Everybody in the county really steps up and they help us to put on this fair.
You know, as Fair Week comes, will there be some special awards and families recognize that type of thing? I doubt you can say much right now, but just curious.
Yeah, the Junior Livestock Auction Committee always honors an outstanding buyer. Some of their buyers have been purchasing for 40 years, but this year's buyer, it is very well deserved.
So we've gone over all the highlights of the fair. Any kind of just like hidden gems or things that other things that weren't mentioned that people should just make sure to check out as well?
Honestly, the biggest thing to check out is that Creekside building.
Yeah.
Go in and talk to the veterans. We also have the oral history project that was done in Tuolumne County. So there are going to be 60 books in there that we are printing, and then later we will donate them back to the Veterans Museum. But these are the oral histories of World War II veterans that are no longer with us.
That'll be definitely exciting or important to see here in Tuolumne County. Ed Orpard, we got just a couple minutes left, and we have you in as that putting together this new event, the Rodeo at the Fair. So if people missed it earlier in the show, give us another just quick preview of what people can expect on that Friday.
Yeah, on Friday morning at 8 o'clock is when Slack will start. Slack's, it's not a performance. It's just basically an overflow of contestants. Then at around 4 o'clock, 4:15, somewhere right there, we'll start the mutton busting for the kids. And we'll have entries. We don't know the exact date we're going to have entries yet, but we'll have that. And then the performance will start at 5. And then during the performance, we'll have the bull bubble race or bull bubble soccer, whatever you want to call it. But that'll be a lot of fun to watch. And I'd like to encourage everybody to come out. You know, it's been requested to come and watch it.
Sounds good.
All right.
And Kim Hembold, one more time, the other Grandstand Entertainment.
Saturday is the Truck Pulls by L&L Productions, and Sunday is the Destruction Derby coming back.
And then the Junior Livestock Auction Saturday, you said 4 o'clock?
Saturday at 4 o'clock.
And all kinds of people will be heading to the fairgrounds that day, I'm sure. Is that usually one of the busiest days, or would Sunday usually get the most people?
Saturday has been the busiest day, but now with the Derby and everybody's been asking for that to come back. The last time we had it was 2019. I think Sunday's going to be busy, too.
And I know you've been the CEO for the Motherlode Fair for a few years now. For anybody who's not familiar, what is your background with the fair?
I have been with the fair for over 25 years. I started out working in the administration office for a few years, but then I spent 20 years in livestock, worked as a clerk and livestock superintendent before I moved up.
Ed, how about you? What's your background with the fair?
Oh, I've been involved with the livestock auction committee. My girls actually started showing at the fair, and I was a livestock superintendent for the last 3 years and stepped down due to time restraints. I've been on the auction committee for a good 25 years or more, and I run a lot of the auction. So I'm in charge of the trucking, I'm in charge of the auctioneers and the ringmen, so I still got a hand in it.
Great event here for Tuolumne County, for sure.
It is. This is the greatest community you could ever ask for to support these kids, to support the fair. You know, this is a strong community.
Well, I thank both of you and the various others who are involved with putting on this event every year. We've been talking today on Motherlode Views with Fair CEO Kim Hembold and the Rodeo Manager Ed Orpert. The fair itself is coming up July 2nd through the 5th at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in Sonora. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to have a panel of guests from the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District. There's a number of infrastructure projects that recently took place, some others that are planned, also some projects and events that take place throughout the year by the district. We're going to have some guests talking all about that next week on Motherlode Views. If you missed any of this show or past shows, you can find them archived in the media section of mymotherlode.com. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.